On November 10th, the Criminal Justice Division of the Oregon Department of Justice revealed that it had secretly spied on state residents who used the Black Lives Matter hashtag in their Twitter accounts. Among those surveilled was the state's own Director of Civil Rights, Arias Johnson. In response to a letter signed by a number of Oregon groups, including the Urban League of Portland, the state AFL-CIO, the ACLU of Oregon, and several chapters of the NAACP, Oregon's Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum stated that she was shocked and appalled by the surveillance conducted by a Department of Justice investigator employed in the state's Criminal Justice Division. The groups collectively expressed their outrage for what they said was the improper and potentially unlawful surveillance and investigation of an Oregonian merely for expressing a viewpoint or for being part of a social movement. The ACLU of Oregon went further by characterizing state spying on legally protected political speech on Twitter as racial profiling, offensive, and a serious threat to our democracy. Together, these progressive groups submitted a list of demands to the Attorney General that included a call for an immediate halt to the surveillance, a thorough independent public investigation, and an apology. The local chapter of the ACLU has filed records requests to state agencies, the U.S. Department of Justice and FBI, seeking information on the extent of the surveillance, the technology used, and those who were profiled. Your reporter spoke with Matt Dos Santos, legal director with the ACLU of Oregon, who talks about the many unanswered questions surrounding the surveillance, its motivation, and the need for a full and transparent investigation into these activities.
We were approached by both the Attorney General's office and the Urban League of Portland, who conveyed the situation to us. And, you know, while we've been told by the Attorney General that the surveillance was stopped as soon as she found out about it, we still don't really know how long the surveillance was actually happening.
So was any rationale offered for their engaging in the surveillance?
Well, look, it's unclear right now, and certainly the stuff that we've heard isn't particularly palatable. The AG has suggested that it may have been a rogue employee playing with a demo of software, but that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. It also contradicts her previous statements that the Criminal Justice Division was looking for information about anti-police sentiment or violence in conducting the surveillance.
I did want to ask you about a particular individual who was apparently targeted or identified in the surveillance, and that's an individual named Arias Johnson, who I believe is the state's Director of Civil Rights. In what context were they surveilling this state official?
So that's a really great question for the Criminal Justice Division of the Department of Justice, and one that we honestly hope we can get answered soon. What we've heard so far is that the Criminal Justice Division was looking for anti-police sentiment or violence. But like I said, that's a tough pill to swallow, given that they actually looked into, in some depth, their own Director of Civil Rights. I mean, we think that this constitutes racial profiling. And at least the upside of some of the comments that the Attorney General has made, in addition to just generally saying that she's outraged by what is happening, is she appears to also believe that this is racial profiling. We have a task force, actually, that was put together on racial profiling, on which the Attorney General and the ACLU of Oregon are both participants. And so we hope to hear a little bit more about that. You know, I think it's important to remember that the Black Lives Matter movement is Black-led. And, you know, it's important to remember that the Black Lives Matter movement is a peaceful political movement with really important concerns and questions about police violence in communities of color and this very thing we're talking about, racial profiling.
Matt, tell us about the coalition of groups that have risen to the challenge here of these revelations of surveillance of the Black Lives Matter movement. Who's involved in pressing the government of Oregon to investigate and reveal really what's been going on here?
So the Urban League of Portland was the author of the letter. It came from Nikenge Harmon Johnson, who is actually married to the Civil Rights Division Director, Arias Johnson. And so they've certainly been involved in this event and the revelations leading up to where we are today. Other organizations that are involved are the Center for Intercultural Organizing, the NAACP, APANO, which is one of our stalwart groups that look out for the Asian Pacific Islander community here in Portland. And so that whole community of folks were concerned because they know for a fact that their members are using this hashtag Black Lives Matter every day. And certainly that was one of the reasons why the ACLU of Oregon was so concerned, because we think our members have a right to talk about this really important issue without the threat of government surveillance.
And what specifically is this coalition of groups asking the government of Oregon to do here in response to these revelations?
So the letter that was initially sent to the Attorney General called for a few things. One of them was an immediate halt to digital and other surveillance of Black Lives Matter related topics and individuals who might be using that particular hashtag. We called for an independent audit to determine who at the Oregon Department of Justice created and authorized this, quote, threat assessment practice, when it began, whether the investigations included email, browser history, phone, and other online or offline activity, and what were the department's intentions in creating that program, and what, frankly, has been done with that information, whether it was shared with other local, state, county, or federal organizations. And we also asked for whether the Criminal Justice Division was properly supervised or trained to avoid racial bias. I think that's going to be really important for us to understand. And finally, an apology and disclosure to all Oregonians who were ensnared in this dragnet.
That was Matt Dos Santos, legal director with the ACLU of Oregon. Find more information on the Oregon Department of Justice surveillance of state residents by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.